Good to talk to you again, mate. Hope you had a good break, mate.
Saturday morning is at 10 o'clock. It's the Water Boys with your good self and Cameron Brown. It's on with all thanks to McDonald's. What can we look forward to tomorrow morning, mate?
Yeah, plenty on the show. We had a bit of a debate last week, so we're going to create a debate sort of segment because Brownie and I often disagree with each other, so looking forward to that. We've also got the head of AFL Tasmania, Damien Gill, coming in for a couple of segments. They've got a new review into all of Tasmanian football, so we're a bit fatigued with the reviews, it's fair to say, but it's more been centred around the AFL team in the past, and the steering committee and the task force, etc. But this one we're doing now is stripping back all the footy, and it probably has to be done. So I'll ask a tough question to Damien tomorrow morning.
Great appointment during the week. My old mate Mark Radford, who's going to be the assistant coach of the Jack Jumpers next year. It's going to be fantastic for Mark and thoroughly deserved. He is not only a ripping bloke, but certainly has all the skills when it comes to basketball. And that means that the Burnie Tigers will be on the hunt for a new coach next year.
Yeah, well, I think you summed it up. He's a great bloke, and I think that's part of the reason why the Jack Jumpers have got him on board. I mean, his basketball credentials cannot be denied. He's been and done it all. He's been an NBL level and assistant coach before, but I know the Jack Jumpers are very big on culture and people, and he certainly fits that criteria most definitely. So, yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. He's moving down to Hobart in about mid-July to start his tenure, but he'll obviously finish up as Basketball Tasmania's head coach in the next few weeks, and he's done a mountain of work too with our young players coming through. So he'll be sorely missed by Basketball Tas, but it's a no-brainer for him. Someone like him to be joining the Jack Jumpers, it's going to be unreal.
He is one of Australia's leading coaches. There's no doubt about it. Invaluable resource as they prepare for the NBL debut in October. So well done to Mark Radford. Let's have a look at the AFL games over the weekend. Just a bit of a snapshot. Now, look, this is a mouth-watering contest. It was only a point separating between whether this was going to be between the two unbeaten sides. Unfortunately, Melbourne went down last weekend, an absolute thriller at the Adelaide Oval. But Western Bulldogs and Melbourne will be played at Marvel Stadium tonight. But unfortunately, it doesn't do it any justice because it'll be crowdless.
Yeah, and you wonder how that's going to affect the teams. A lot of them would have had experience with this last year, but it's been a while since they wouldn't have played in front of a crowd. So whoever comes to terms with that the best is probably going to set them on the right course for victory, I reckon. But it's hard to split those two teams, isn't it? Melbourne will definitely want to bounce back from that loss last week to Adelaide. It's a game they should have taken care of, being 16 points up with 6 minutes to go against a team that was in a pretty bad run of form. So they'll be keen to bounce back. The Doggies looked sublime last week, they didn't they, against the Saints. Gee whiz, they're a scary prospect. And, you know, no Treloar, they lose him out of the team, but it won't affect him too much because they've got a lot of depth. And I think I'll pick the Doggies tonight, Lee, but yep. Not with any great confidence. I reckon Melbourne will be right up there when the whips are cracking.
You'd think that Geelong would do the job over Collingwood, wouldn't you? But this one holds a bit of relevance too tomorrow afternoon at the Gabba, the Brisbane Lions and GWS, because the Giants have certainly improved over the last few weeks or so, even though they've got a spate of injuries.
Yeah, I watched them last week pretty closely against my Eagles, and they were very good, very, very good, it pains me to say. But, yeah, the Gabba and Brisbane are a different prospect to West Coast at Giant Stadium, so it's going to be a really tough road trip for them. And as you said, they've got a fair few injuries in that team, so I'd think Brisbane will take care of that one pretty comfortably. But had GWS had their full team in, it might be a different story.
St Kilda would have to come back after that shocking performance against the Dogs last week against North Melbourne.
Oh, look, they just have to, don't they? Yeah, if they can't win this one, they're going to be in under enormous pressure moving forward, the Saints. And you just wonder, I mean, they've had their injury concerns too, but you wonder how they've managed to drop off the perch so much compared to last year, given they played finals footy. So no doubt that they'll be wanting to win that one tomorrow, that's for sure.
You were disappointed with West Coast last week, but you got a home game this week as you take on Essendon, a team that you can't take too lightly, but you think you get the job done against the Essendon Football Club, mate?
You'd hope so. Essendon played pretty well in Perth. They knocked us over, I think it was a Thursday night of the last year of the year before. So they played the ground pretty well. And the good news for West Coast is they get Elliot Yeo back, who's missed almost a year of footy. He's had some really bad osteitis pubis, I think it was. So great to see him back playing footy. Still no McGovern, still no Shuey, and a couple of others that are still out of that team. But yeah, you're right, it's a game that they should win tomorrow night.
Few injuries for Richmond at the moment there, mate, and one during the week. It looks like Tom Lynch will miss a few weeks as they take on Adelaide.
Yeah, this one, one of the games that's moved, of course, to Giant Stadium. So it's a Melbourne team and an Adelaide team in Sydney. And that would sound very strange normally, but last year we saw games played all over the country, so nothing too dissimilar there. But, yeah, Richmond have got a few out. They get Shai Bolton back this week, though, after he was involved in that fracas a couple of weeks ago at the nightclub. So he'll be a welcome return. But again, they've got a few coming back as well. Josh Caddy, who I think the Richmond fans have been wondering where he's been for a while. He's been in pretty good form, I think, at the VFL level. Fabio Chow, it's a pretty extended squad at the moment, actually, for the Tigers. Liam Prestia even named in that. They lost Tom Lynch during the week, though. It's a big injury for them. But you'd rather that now than approaching September, I guess. So, yeah, Richmond should win that one despite the players they've got out.
And you think my boys, Sydney, should do the job over Carlton, and you think Port Adelaide will defeat Fremantle, who have played pretty well the last few weeks, to the Dockers?
Yeah, hard to get a read on the Dockers, isn't it? They've been up and down a bit like a yo-yo this year, but I think all the green shoots are heading in the right direction. I think they're going to be pretty hard to beat for the next two or three years. They're looking pretty sharp, I reckon, some of their young talent coming through. But again, yeah, Adelaide Oval, it's a different sort of challenge in footy, and Port should win that one.
Tasmanian Statewide League, we've got Clarence taking on Glenorchy at Blunston Arena. Always a bit of a rivalry between the Roos and the Magpies. Lauderdale will meet the Tigers at Lauderdale Oval, and North Hobart will welcome North Launceston at North Hobart Oval. Currently on top of the table at the moment, Launceston, they have the week's rest.
Yeah, they do. So plenty of exciting contests there. We spoke to Lauderdale yesterday. They got their injury concerns. The Tigers do as well, but they're in pretty good form, the Tigers, and they're looking for their first ever win in TSL history at Lauderdale Oval tomorrow. So we'll keep a close eye on that one. And as you said, Glenorchy Clarence, always a fierce rivalry, that one. So that'll be exciting as well.
Fantastic. And we'll hear you again tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock with Cam Brown. It's the Water Boys, a bit of a debate tomorrow, with all thanks to the team at McDonald's. And we hear you during the week too with Mike on Taz Talks and weeknights at 6 on Wind News. Gee, you're a busy boy, Brent. Thanks very much for your time this morning. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk some more again next Friday.
Thanks, Lee. Good on you, mate.